Just a note at the top, I'm going to be out all next week, so this will be the last WTF podcast episode until 2 Mondays from now. Matt will also be taking time off, so we might as well just consider this WTF Infrastructure Week. But fear not, we'll both be back again the following Monday. All right, let's do this. Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, May 12th, 2022. Welcome to day 478. The January 6th committee subpoenaed 5 House Republicans, including Kevin McCarthy. In addition to McCarthy, the panel sent summonses to Jim Jordan, Scott Perry, Andy Biggs, and Mo Brooks. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson said the Republican lawmakers have information that's relevant to its investigation and that the panel was forced to issue the subpoenas after all 5 rejected requests to testify voluntarily. McCarthy has already indicated that he might not comply with the subpoena, while Perry suggested that the subpoenas were, quote, for headlines and sensationalization, end quote. The move marks the first time that the bipartisan investigation has issued subpoenas to sitting members of Congress. The committee's public hearings are scheduled to begin on June 9th. Meanwhile, Biden authorized the National Archives to release a bundle of Trump's records to the January 6th committee, the 8th delivery of such documents. Biden once again declined to assert executive privilege over the records, and the documents are set to be delivered to the committee by May 26th. At the same time, a federal grand jury issued a subpoena to the National Archives to obtain the 15 boxes of classified White House documents that Trump took with him from the White House to Mar-a-Lago. Federal prosecutors are investigating whether the classified White House documents were mishandled, including finding out how the documents made their way from the White House residence to Mar-a-Lago, as well as who boxed them up, and whether anyone knew the boxes contained classified material. Moving on, the Biden administration canceled the sale of oil and gas leases in the Gulf of Mexico and the coast of Alaska. The Interior Department cited a lack of industry interest in leasing the area as the reason for the decision not to move forward. The department also halted 2 leases under consideration for the Gulf of Mexico because of, quote, conflicting court rulings that impacted work on these proposed lease sales, end quote. And finally, Finland moved to join NATO without delay in response to Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Neighboring Sweden is also expected to announce its own NATO bid soon. The Kremlin, meanwhile, warned that Finland's announcement would definitely pose a threat to its national security and that Russia would be forced to take retaliatory military technical steps to, quote, stop the threats that arise, end quote. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.